A little rough around the edges, but I appreciate the bongo, but the bongos work there.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I figured, you know, you brought up a good point to try something different here, so.
Yeah, maybe next time we get an all cymbals.
We could.
I can't hear it.
Yeah, because I switched it back.
I know you did.
So, you always have to, sorry.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of work to switch back and forth
it
all the time.
Yeah, no, it's tough. It's tough.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
Welcome back. It's been 26 minutes.
Yes. Yes.
We were into episode 6. I don't think we have as much banter at the top of this one. We can do a little bit. You got what, white chicken chili?
Yeah, white chicken chili.
And that is, for those people who don't know?
It's white chicken chili.
Okay, what's in it?
Oh, you got your chicken. And yep. Then you got...
And then you're white.
And then you're white.
And that's a whole... That's tough to get a hold of these days.
Yeah. No, it's got green chilies, chili beans, onion, and corn. And then some half and half and cream cheese.
And you're doing cream cheese, you said, instead of red sauce.
Yeah, instead of tomato paste.
Yeah.
To thicken up.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes because it's, you know, throw it on high. It's still pretty liquidy. Because you put like 24 ounces of chicken broth in it.
Oh, sure.
That way the chicken boils and cooks through.
Because
we don't want to eat uncooked chicken.
No, we don't need a repeat of. Yeah, no, you'll probably be all right.
Yeah, it'll probably be all right. Nope.
Probably be all right.
He wasn't all right. In fact, he shat his eyes out for the next 4 days and ran a fever. Yep, that was the last time I listened to Andy about, hey, you think this, does this look like it's pink? Ah, you'll be all right.
Does this look okay to you? Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah. They didn't get sick. I ate the pink one.
Yep. Yeah, I was fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, maybe that was my revenge with, perhaps if it's the king crab.
Maybe that's what that was. Yeah, that's what that was.
You had one, what, the thing is already pre-cooked, so I don't
know. Well, like, I woke up yesterday and I was like, holy fuck. I'm like, I'm not this hungover. I didn't have that much to drink. I'm like, holy fuck.
Oh, so that's a big cup.
Okay, yeah, but I had 2.5 of it from 3 in the afternoon till 2 in the morning.
It was like 3 of them.
No, I had 2.5.
Yeah, there was half a drink left.
Yep. So, like, it's not like I had that much.
Yeah.
But I woke up and I was like, okay, it's not.
Maybe it was a mix of the cigars.
That's the only thing I can think. I was like, maybe. But I was like, even then, like, to still feel gnarly. When I woke up this morning and still didn't feel good, I was like, I got to have a little bit of something happening here. So if you get a stomach thing, that's why I apologize.
Blame it on you. Thanks.
It's my fault.
As long as it's gone in 7 days, we'll be fine.
To be fair, I probably got it from you. So
I haven't had, well.
Well, the only place I went was here. So if you can explain to me.
Did you go to the gas station?
Oh, well, no, I went to the liquor store yesterday.
Okay. I think it'll be from the liquor store.
I suppose maybe it's possible, but that would be crazy. All right, so we're here for Double Booked, episode 7 of season 2.
Yes. So the last episode of this disc.
Last episode on this disc, that is true. The DVD synopsis is, Michael is contracted by his former mentor to assassinate the wife of a wealthy man, but Michael's investigation uncovers an increasingly complex case. Yes, this is the first episode where we meet Michael's mentor.
Yes.
When Michael talks to Janine for the first time, I was reading a continuity error for you there. I was looking for the synopsis on Burn Wiki. An associate from Michael's past hires him to assassinate a woman named Janine, who is about to become a very rich widow. As Michael investigates, the situation grows more complicated. There you go, from Burn Wiki. So there is at least one continuity error, according to the Burn Wiki.
And it's when he
is talking
to Janine for the first time.
The first time. Yes, I sort of gave that one away. Little teaser on that one.
You did.
They were real nice to dump him in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if they dumped him in, like, bumfuck Kansas?
Right.
And this whole show takes place in, like, a town in Kansas with 500 people in it.
Family too.
Is it your mom again?
Yes.
You're desperate.
Someone needs your help, Michael.
Bottom line, until you figure
out... Or they drop him in Anchorage, Alaska, and the whole thing takes place with winter jackets on.
Spies make great neighbors. They're polite, they keep the lawn trimmed, and they never crank the music at night. They don't stand out because they don't want to be found. So if you're hunting for a covert operative and all you've got to go on...
The car is so good, man. I love this car.
You're out of luck, unless you know where to look.
Yes.
That's Bill Johnson's house.
Yep, that gets funnier every time.
So, Mike, this is what?
Sam, a point right out the gate, helping Mike track down Bill Johnson. Chink on the board in the first minute of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's two rounds, Mike.
The garbage someone leaves on the curb can often tell you more than a face-to-face conversation.
Not a lot of junk mail.
They're not even going to drive away.
Hard time tracking this particular bill down.
And they're just going to dump it in the trunk of his Charger.
Right.
And he buys a lot of prunes.
Shredded documents in the trash used to be a strong indicator that someone had a secret. But nowadays, everybody and their mother shreds bills to prevent identity theft.
Lives with his mother. I ruined my khakis for nothing.
I think we found Carla's sniper. Laundry bluing is a synthetic dye that dry cleaners used by the thimble and covert operatives go through by the bottle. It blots out secrets and works like a poor man's dye pack, staining anyone who digs through your trash.
Wow, the guy's pretty paranoid. They must be using it for something big.
Figure out what, I may get some leverage against Carla.
But they don't, he doesn't shred that piece of paper.
Right, the one that has the word Dragunov written on it.
Right.
It's like the only piece of paper you would need to actually shred.
Yeah, and that's the one that's fully intact, and you can see right through the blue dye.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He is back.
This piece of shit.
This piece of fucking meatloaf.
And he's around. This meatloaf is around for a long time. And he's a real fucking bag of dicks.
Yep.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
good old Larry. Every time you come into the house, I should start doing that to you.
Forcing me against the wall and patting me down?
Yes. Just to ensure safety. I'm going to treat you like Larry the rest of our lives.
If they were going to send anyone to assassinate you, it would probably be me.
Yeah. So I'm going to treat you like Larry for the rest of our lives. You're getting patted down every time I see you.
It's for sure going to be me. I definitely have a price, and I'm always getting let in the house. It's going to be me for sure.
Not even let in the house. You just walk into the house.
Just walk in. Yeah.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello? Anyone here? I come running down the stairs. You got a person with you, too?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a trainee with me.
It's like, hi. I just figured I'd stop in.
Just
yeah.
in the area.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah,
I'd
yeah,
say
yeah,
hi.
Yeah. 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 Were you busy?
Okay, we'll go.
Just come down the stairs in shambles. Hair's all a mess.
Yeah, the only way it could have been funnier is if I was like, hello? Hello? And all of a sudden here, I got coming! Because you fell down the stairs. It's the only way it could have been funnier. Hey, he got his fridge back.
I wonder how he did.
You know, here's the thing. If they really, I would argue that him having the old fridge back is a continuity error.
Yeah, because that thing was lost on a boat.
Correct.
That didn't belong to them.
Yep. And the episode ends with him asking about a fridge. He should have a different refrigerator.
Or did they find one that was
the exact same?
Exact same one. You figure all those fridges that are that old look about the same.
Yeah, maybe. I'm saying for continuity's sake. He should have a different refrigerator.
Jeannie Anderson. She is our daddy. That's my term. It's trademarked. She looks dangerous.
It's trademarked.
Some people live, some people die, kid.
Jeannie is a cancer nurse. She married one of her rich patients. He got better, then he got sick again. Now he's in a coma. But she is going to die first.
So who doesn't want her to have his money?
Well, I can't tell you that. All my deals are anonymous. Everything is emailed. There's no mess that way.
But that's not anonymous.
This is a weird thing. So, obviously, we don't know a ton about Michael's career.
Correct.
Prior to the events of Miami, right?
Yes.
But Larry's coming to him to literally just do a hit on a random, like, person.
But the thing is, we find a lot about Michael's past because of Larry, because him for and Larry worked together for a very long time.
It's just an interesting angle that Larry's like, I know who will assassinate a random woman if I tell him to.
Yes.
Right? Because that's not the person that we have come to know over a season and a half of the show.
Correct. He's always, but he doesn't kill her.
Right. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, at some point, Mike was that dude. Otherwise, Larry wouldn't be here.
Correct.
Yeah, clearly at some point in his career, he was the point you in a direction, people die
yeah.
kind of spy. Now he threatens everybody.
Yep. Because he knows that Michael's putting on a show.
Because Larry's a piece of work, baby.
Shit is what you meant.
Yeah, well, that too.
Haha, to be in Miami. We need to take a trip, a guy's trip to Miami.
I feel like it's not as fun as this anymore.
No, I don't think so. I think this is a very unrealistic version of Miami that we just hope that's what it
is. No, I would be willing to, I'd take a stab and say that this is probably true to form for late 90s, early 2000s Miami.
Yeah, but this is mid 2000s.
Right, but what I'm saying is what we're looking at is like probably truer to that period
yeah.
of time than
yeah,
we
than
think
now.
It would be. If you go now, there's no chance.
Yeah.
No way.
I will say California was like that, though. At least Southern
this
California.
Campbell dude's around for a while, right?
Yes, he is. Yep. Until...
Because he helps him on a couple of jobs and stuff, too.
I don't think he necessarily... The only reason why he helps is because he's a paramedic.
He's a paramedic, yes.
And then he ends up breaking up with Fee because...
Because of everything.
Of treating... random gunshot wounds yeah. and shit, like weird shit. And he was like, I can't be a part of this.
Yeah.
So that's what is the demise of the relationship.
Yes, that is correct.
And he also, I believe, when he has a heartfelt conversation with Fiona,
about
says,
she still likes Mike.
With,
and,
yeah.
yeah.
We worked together in the Balkan 91, 92. It was a crazy time. He seemed somewhat sane in comparison.
Now he kills for a living.
I dig her like hip pouch thing that she carries
yeah,
all the time instead
the
of like
time.
A purse or whatever.
All the time.
Yeah.
A satchel.
No, a satchel is like an
that's
over the
true.
Shoulder
that's
like
true.
Indiana
this
Jones.
This is a modified satchel.
Indiana Jones is a satchel. She's just got like a
what would
like
you
a,
call that?
What she's got?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some sort of
a thought. Hearse?
A hearse.
A hip purse? A hearse?
It's like a it's I don't know, it's like a thigh pouch or something. Like I don't know what to call it.
A pig.
It's like the it's like rig. A chick version of the thing on a tool belt where like all the screws and the hammer and everything. You know what I'm saying?
It's a fashionable fanny pack.
Yeah, it really is.
Is what it comes
it really
down
is.
To. A fack.
Okay. So that's what we're going to go with. Oh, I don't know. This charity stuff's new to me. Well, Sophie's getting a point.
Yep. She's first on the board. Sam hasn't even been in
true.
Here yet.
Sam helped rummage through the garbage at
okay, yeah, it's one
Bill
and one.
Johnson,
that's
so
right.
it's one and
one.
One.
No, don't worry about it. Excuse me, just one second.
Daddy. Okay, here, ready? Continuity errors are going to start popping up here. I'm a friend. Her hand.
Is black and no, it's not going to be.
She grabbed his shoulder.
Oh, and there's no ink on it.
Who are you? I'm Michael. I'm here.
here because someone was hired to kill you.
Who?
Me.
He was like, I know she's going to scream when I say that.
I don't do that. I don't do that anymore, is what he should have said to her.
Correct.
Okay, so but there is black. So just now, as the conversation goes,
it's gone. It's
gonna,
just wet.
It's going to jump around.
You just looked, it was just wet. Not a lot
of suspects. See, it was gone there.
It's gone completely.
Yep, gone.
Yep.
My husband's son from his first marriage.
Sometimes it makes you wonder how they fucked that up.
Yeah.
Right? Because well, like,
you got to remember, each scene is filmed. And like one, right. That little clip takes 8 to 10 hours to film, just that little bit. Right.
But what I'm saying
deal.
Is.
But why wouldn't they give him the same shirt that had the ink on
they
it?
They could literally just put ink on her hand, and like he touched it, now there's ink on that shirt.
Now you just wear that. See, now it's back again. And then it's gone.
And he just puts that shirt on every time they do the scene.
And then it's gone again.
Right, is it that fucking hard?
Nothing. I will handle this for you, okay? Now, you met Fiona just now, right? She is going to be an old friend from out of town. She will stay with you for a couple of days. She'll keep an eye on you.
Her hand is completely clean, too, now.
Yeah, ink. Having gotten ink on me from a pen like that.
That would be stained.
Days.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's completely clean. So, and she never washed her hands. Mm-hmm. So that's another continuity error.
Yeah, she just ran some water on it.
Oh my God, Michael, what happened to you? I'm fine. No, you're not fine.
I'm fine. I just fell down at work. Is that from last week where he got hit with the baseball bat?
I think so.
It's got to be, right?
So they don't fuck that up. They make sure he has bruises from last week's episode, but they can't get the shirt right.
Ink stain on him from shot to shot. Guilt tripping, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the new guy Larry?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm late.
Forgot his name already. You called him the biggest bag of dicks. Like,
No. The new therapist is Larry.
Oh, that part I don't know. I don't remember that part. Right? Larry is the assassin.
BT Dubs. So it looks like our buddy Bill. Here, see, I'm getting another point.
So what are we at?
2 to Sam, 1 to Fee.
Okay. And this is for the greater good of Michael's case.
Oh, yes, correct.
I gotta go stir our chili.
Yeah, enjoy. And I had to watch you come back. I just want to be there for him. To the end. I'm a little disappointed I'm not gonna eat this chili because I feel like poop. My stomach bug been hanging in there for 2 days now.
He runs a restaurant that Robert bought him, but he's not much of a worker, so
it's not. Has not. I was like full way late yesterday. I think I ate like 2 pieces of bread. That was it. And I still felt gross afterwards. But, you know, we'll see. I had some noodles today. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Well, they're even now. Because Fee's digging through some trash here to find out some stuff. Oh, hey, he's from Home Improvement. The oldest son from Home Improvement. So you're going to be happy to know that Fee got a point.
Fee did?
Fee. Excellent. Dug through this dude's garbage and planted a phone in his room so Mike could listen. So they're even now.
They're even Steven.
Yep.
Mike, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but it sounds like you're not the only person Drew hired to kill Jimmy.
Sam X in here? You told him. Wow. Been a while. You look great. You too, Larry. Very youthful. Still drinking the blood of children? Well, I'm glad you called, kid. Got an email from our client. Seems Jeannie has a house guest.
Yeah, we got bigger problems than that, Larry. It seems Drew has double booked the job. He put the word out to his coke dealer.
No! Damn it! Damn! I'm not going to get any of this cream. Do a cleansing rash of heart attacks coming in.
Larry, there's no need to poison
me. My name is in the mix.
Some people just lucky, I guess.
What'd you get it on the lips?
No.
Oh. So not so lucky.
I was talking about her.
Oh. Oh, to have a second husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works out. He starts it though.
Come on.
I mean, you guys have
kids. And you know how easy this would be?
It was an accident.
We have kids?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. 3-4 of them. You didn't know about that?
What?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I guess the baby bird has got to leave the nest sometime.
No.
Your call, kid.
Did you give Jesse your meds?
Be it a softie,
the what's on the board. Whether she ate it or not, I do not know. Never brought up our blankets that we bought matching.
You bought blankets for both of us.
Would you like it?
It's on me because it wasn't over the back. That's it. And it's like barely covering me. And I'm fucking hot as hell. It's too warm.
Then take your hood off.
No. Because then I'll be too cold. What do you think Tim the Toolman Taylor would say to know that his son was a drug dealer?
Right? What was his name?
Grew up to be a drug dealer, Brad.
Brad.
Grew up to be a drug dealer in Miami.
And this was probably at the very end of, just after.
It had to be real short after.
Because he was about this age at the end of Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. It had to have been real close after.
But then you really don't see him ever again.
He pops up here and there.
In random episodes of
shit, a thing here and a thing there. My understanding, though, is that he did have some life struggles as well.
Drugs?
That he worked through and shit like that, I think.
yeah, drugs. Lots of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And weird, he's a drug dealer. Because
I think he was going through it on the show.
Yes.
At the end of Home Improvement.
Yes, I do believe that is true. I don't know what that was all about, but okay.
Hey, it seemed pretty creepy.
Yeah.
And then we're all in.
What if we get rid of Rock?
No, if I'm killing anybody, I'm killing you. Some people live and some people die.
Ooh, pulled one right out of Larry's
fucking Larry.
Playbook there.
How many other people did you hire?
Two.
You are going to make two. I'm sorry, but I have to let you go. Phone call right now.
I can't. I don't have time. I have to get a hold of Rock. Look, you can give me till 5.
I'm coming back at 4. And when I come back, I want good news. Or you're my next daddy.
Another Larry.
Does Larry get points? No. Negative.
Oh,
Larry
okay,
will never
guy.
Get points.
Okay.
Sit the fuck down.
Yeah, if it's me, I'd be... I don't care what he's saying. The fact that he's walking around that room is bothersome.
Yes. There we go.
I mean, he's a big guy.
He points to Maddie.
He's a big guy, so, you know, you're worried about that little wicker chair.
I would like each of you to make a list. 5 things you're grateful to the other person.
I think that's a great idea.
Unenthused.
Not happy to be there at all.
What do you need it for?
I just do.
Little Mercury boat motor. Looks exactly like the one that used to be on the back of my grandpa's boat.
Old 35 Johnson, I believe. I believe that's a Johnson motor with the striping.
I think it might be.
Or it could be a Merc.
I think
it could be
Merc.
An old Merc.
I think it's an old Merc.
They had very similar
schemes. Yeah. Didn't Maddie just get a point? She found this suit and said, go over there and say it's this thing instead of the gas leak.
I guess. All right, Maddie gets a point.
I mean, it doesn't put her ahead of anybody, but she's on the board. I think we have to honor the criteria that we're setting forth.
That is true, because Maddie does play roles
she pops
in future
up.
Episodes. Yeah. Yes.
So she's on the board.
There was, we had a very small 12-foot John boat. That had a 1956 25-horse Johnson on it, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't working. So we pulled it off the boat, obviously, and put it on my bench and ripped through the impellers and all that other shit.
Yeah.
Rebuilt it. And we put a 5-gallon Menards bucket, wrapped it in cellophane that was filled with water,
yep.
And started the bitch up to run.
Oh, yeah. I remember my grandpa doing boat maintenance and running it in a trash can in his
yep.
driveway.
Yep.
The smell of that boat motor, I'll never forget.
Oh, no, you won't. Because of that old
yep.
fucking two-stroke.
Yep. And it would always crap out when we were out on the lake, and so
yeah.
my grandpa would have the cover off of it, pole starting it out on the lake and
yeah.
smearing at it and stuff. Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Repitch my idea in case you don't remember. Let's kill everyone. No need for that. Not necessary. I'm heading over to Drew's now, and he's handing out pink slips as we speak. It's under control. I hope so, kid. I really do.
Did you notice what it was set on?
He's got a weird thing.
And a fucking office chair?
Yes.
Yeah, no, real secure.
Yep, office chair with some 2x4 stacked.
Yep.
So it was high enough.
Hey, you know, there's a reason women live longer, right?
Did it work? Yes.
Yeah, anybody die? No, we're
nope.
good.
Someone had to hold the chair.
Yeah. Everybody make it out with all their fingers.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. And even then, it's, okay, well, what knuckle did it come off at?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, first knuckle, depending on the finger, I can walk. I can
correct.
Be fine.
Correct. As long as it's not the middle one, because that's the longest one, and then it turns into something weird. If it's a pinky, we're good.
We're fine.
No, it's got a really short pinky.
We got a short pinky, whatever.
Continuity error. The pitcher. It was just down.
It was down. Yeah.
And now it's back up. There and now it is. It's down again.
Yeah.
Was that in the thing?
It was not. We should be writing Burn Wiki, man.
No shit. We're doing better at it.
We're better.
Was very sexual.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, it was a very intimate moment there.
But I mean, you have a man on the brink of death. That's an intimate moment.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
it's an emotion.
Yeah.
And I think part of it, Michael might have enjoyed it. Probably being that person again.
Yeah. Well, Fee's going to get a point.
What is the score now?
2-2 with
this new point that added defeat.
No, so we haven't seen the point yet. I'm assuming that a point is going to occur. So
and then one for Maddie.
It's two. It's currently 2-2
with one for Maddie,
and I'm assuming that this crash thing Fee's going to do something to save this. So I'm pre-assigning a point, but we'll see what happens because Mike is now driving, which means that. Fee might not actually get a point here. A can of paint across the windshield could blind the driver. A 50mm cannon could kill the engine, but neither will guarantee the truck won't swerve into oncoming traffic.
Like a flatbed truck.
So Mike gets his own point.
Fee does not get a point.
Nope. Nope, she does not.
Nope. I took care of
it. You're in the clear. Drew is on the run. So, still 2-2. Looking for a guy named Larry. You know, the last guy who cost me a bunch of money didn't tell me about it with a smile on his face. Larry, you're looking at it all wrong. I didn't cost you a bunch of money. You're looking at my guy all wrong. This way, you're not going to have to kill for a guy. There are five people. What's that? Well, that is something. If you say so.
Well, you were always very supportive, thanks. Yeah, maybe not. Could be great. Well, I gotta go. Got another gig. Gotta shuffle off to Buffalo. See you around, kid. I'll see you, Larry. He's so cordial with him.
He's gotta be, right? Because
he does.
He knows that Larry does have the capability to literally kill everyone.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because he's psychotic. How's that ginger ale doing?
It's been helpful.
Okay.
I've just been a little sipping at it a little bit. Sounds like another play from Carla's Do What We Say or We'll Ruin Your Life playbook. At least she's consistent. Sounds like Bill Johnson's got a date. I can't believe that Larry would show up in his life and Carla wouldn't be calling him like, whoa, right. Hey, man.
Yeah. Fucking Larry's back in town. We have an issue.
Right.
Larry.
It's Larry, right?
Drew, slow down. Slow down.
Okay, all right. This guy, he knew I wanted Gene killed. I tried to tell him the job was off. He said it's still on. He told me I have to paint him.
Larry.
Right?
He's an older guy.
That one's for Danny.
His name's Michael Weston.
Larry is out there using Mike's name.
Yep. Damn it. She was like, damn it.
Yeah.
But you said it was over.
We had one slip through the cracks.
Who?
It's complicated.
I have to admit, it's pretty exhausting.
I know. But at least we know who's coming this time.
You still have that charity lunch today.
That's what she said?
Or he said.
Or he said.
Right, Oscar?
Right, Oscar? Because of gay?
Because of gay.
I did try to get producer Rob to come tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Not that way.
Well, that was a weird segue to bring it up then, but.
Because we're talking about gay. So it was like, oh.
And coming. We're talking about both.
I don't know, man. He used your name. I think you pissed him off.
No, that was just his way of saying, hands off my operation. Sit this one out.
Hey, you were right about how Larry's coming after Jeannie. Drugstore across the street from his hotel.
I sent him a text. Thanks for showing up tonight with a sad face.
There you go.
Yeah. Any guesses on where or when he's going to make his next move?
Drew was told to have his money ready by 1 o'clock. Poison plus the time. Larry's going to Jeannie's lunch. After she's dead, Drew brings Larry the money, and that's when you're going to...
What, do you want me to do it?
No.
Teeth were left to identify.
Yeah. Michael Wesson's a real dangerous man. I don't need you to read me his file. We go way back.
So this is going to work out.
Oh, sure. Just not for you. Because when you pay him, you're dead.
Talking about himself in that way is weird.
I've seen his face.
But then I'll run.
Yeah, you should run. But you should make damn sure Michael Wesson is dead before you do that.
How?
By serving him up for me. You're paying him.
He said, oh, fuck, I forgot. I wanted to.
Well, that's what they all say.
I said, well, you can still come. I got white chicken chili. If Andy's feeling up to it, we could do another.
You will go where he says. You will give him your cash, and then you will hit the deck when the bullets start flying. Once Michael's dead, then you can run. And Drew.
He's still playing like he's not Michael.
Yeah. That's creepy.
A little bit.
Well, aside from a few really hideous dresses, there's not much to be scared of in here, yeah?
He's got to be around there somewhere.
An ice sculpture of that magnitude in Miami's heat is crazy.
I
think it was like 6 feet tall.
I wonder how they do that. Do they have internal cooling for it?
No, perhaps. I mean, I think it just melts. I mean, it just is what it is, but.
I suppose such a thick block of ice, it's going to take a little while.
It'll take some time, yeah.
Larry just sprayed Jeannie's fork.
Fee gets a point. And Sam gets a point.
So Sam.
So they're still tied.
Yep.
And now she's roping in Campbell.
Yep.
Her boyfriend.
So Campbell gets a fucking point.
Yes. Yes, he's on the board, tied with
on
Maddie.
On the board, tied with Maddie.
You
a
solo scientist too? Oh, yeah. Big time.
I'm not sure what Sam and Fee are actually at. I think it's 4-4.
3-3.
3-3?
3-3.
And then Maddie and Campbell
it's been
1-1.
It's been a slow cook on the points this episode.
It has. Because we were at 5-4 last episode.
Yeah.
Take a couple of bites, excuse yourself to the bathroom,
Did she touch it with her bare hands? So wouldn't she?
She did. Yeah, she did.
So I feel like there's continuity here because then she would actually.
But maybe
be
you
exposed.
Have to ingest it.
Okay. All
right. You know what I mean? Because you spare it on the end of the fork.
Fair,
maybe
fair,
you gotta
fair.
Eat it. It's the only thing I can think. Because otherwise, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
I would also argue that just wiping it off would not be good enough. You'd have to, like, get it wet.
But she still. Oh, because
she
told her to do that.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd have to get it wet.
Yes.
To rinse it.
Yes.
So who the hell is that chick? The other lady that got out of the ambulance. Her.
I think it's someone.
Sam's friend, apparently.
With Sam.
Yeah. Wow, that was like the perfect time when he was dropping that round, and I was like, that was a weird sound effect for the bullet. Why would they pick clanging ice for the sound of the round?
Continuity error.
Okay, how do you want to do this? You give me the money, then I have.
And he never gets a shot. Take that shot. Too quick.
Yep.
And he
snapped
kills
his
him.
Neck. Yep.
Yeah, Larry. Not bad for a man. Not two Andersons one day.
I like his
308 rounds
bracelet, yeah. It's a fair question.
It is. But at the same exactly. Right there, I also think there was some hesitation
right, yeah,
on Michael's part.
Right, can't shoot Larry.
Because, for one, Michael is that good of a shot.
Yeah.
For
which
one.
Is why he offered, which is why Sam offered. Because Sam would have shot, would have should take
oh,
that
100%.
Shot. Yeah.
And the last thing I'm grateful for, Mom, is that you gave me your great eyesight. I can't tell you how many times I've been working, and I just...
Vision? in his life. I was a terrible mother. I wonder you ran away.
No, I didn't. I joined the military when I was 17. My dad signed a form.
He ran away. No, I joined the military.
I signed the form.
Well, what's it matter? Why would the dad over the mother have
to sign? Right, why would she have to forge his signature?
Which, actually, you need a consent from both adults. Because I had to have my...
Which, so maybe that's why she forged his signature, because dad said no.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because I had to have my mom and dad sign a waiver, sure, because I enlisted at 17.
Maybe that's what. Maybe that's why she had to. That.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Had to think all the way through that one for a second, because I was like, wait a minute, I was in that position.
You got
to
flow chart it out.
Yeah.
You
know? Took a lot of convincing on my dad, though.
Does that mean Maddie gets a retroactive point?
No. Negative. But Fee and Sam are tied.
Tied, yes. There's still time left in this episode on the Bill Johnson front. So
there is. She's angry, but she took it to heart.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, Sam's in the car. This is the chance.
Just because he's with him don't mean he gets a point. Michael's the one doing all this. It's gonna
come down to the wire.
Sam actually has to do something.
I am aware. Gotta come down to the wire. Wow, he looks grumpier than you do
with Carla. God, black with white interior. What a beautiful fucking car.
So cool, isn't it?
It's such a beautiful. Come on. A dream. Someday, yep, maybe I'll be able to afford to buy an old Charger and restore it.
She's beautiful, man.
And the thing I love about it is because Fast and Furious, similar Charger, except they had a blower out the top.
Yep. Yep.
I love this one more because it's just a scoop. It's a stock-ish deal.
Right, it's not all super fancied up.
Correct, you know? But that Charger in Fast and Furious, that motherfucker is beautiful.
It's a beast. It's a beast.
You know, but this is just like super stock Charger. So okay. Sam doesn't get anything.
No, because they just sat in the car. Correct. And reviewed old stuff.
Correct.
So this is a Sam Fee
win.
Tie. Tie. This is a tie.
Yep, it is.
So
I will give this one. So I really enjoy Larry as much as I hate Larry.
Yeah.
I enjoy him being back, and I give this a 6 because of the whole, like, Larry coming back from his past, which also,
yep,
kind of precludes his burning.
Yep.
And then everything that Michael does, to circumvent an assassination,
yes,
is phenomenal.
I wholeheartedly agree. I was going to say 7.
Really?
Because I love the Larry stuff.
You do?
Because he's such a good character. Because he's such the anti-Michael.
He is.
Right?
He is.
And then
and Michael plays so nice.
And they
with
go
him.
At okay. each other. This has come up before where we've
so
had,
we can meet in the middle and it's a 6.5.
This has come up before where we've had Michael go up against other, like,
Adversaries
that are on his level.
Yeah. What was the one?
It was
guy?
Xena Warrior Princess was the one who was on his level
that I liked a lot too.
Nope,
the dude that wore damn near the same sunglasses.
Yeah,
is from early in season 1.
Yep.
And I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name either.
But he had his ID and everything.
Yep,
which that was a very good adversary. Yep. But Larry is a whole nother level
above
Xena Warrior
because,
Princess.
Well, because Larry is actually
knows his history.
He's better
was with him.
He's better than Mike.
He is.
Because he got one over on him in this episode.
Well, he didn't get one over. Michael has a conscience.
Well, sure.
But, Larry doesn't.
Right.
And therefore, because Michael could have taken that shot.
Because
we've
Larry,
seen him taking those shots.
Yeah, because Larry doesn't have a conscience, he's able to exploit it to his benefit.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't have
morals. Because
he knows
what Michael's
Correct.
Moves is going to do.
Correct. And so that gives him the edge.
Yes.
In confrontations with them,
because he's willing to do whatever it takes.
Correct.
And Michael
and
has
just,
his boundaries.
It's so good when you see that, because like day in and day out when you see Mike going up against like street thugs,
yeah,
you're like, oh well, Mike's gonna eat this guy's fucking lunch.
Yeah.
It's not even a question.
Yeah.
Right? But then you get a guy like this walks in and you're like, okay, you get to see two of like
top tier dudes.
It's LeBron and Michael Jordan playing basketball against each other.
And it's top tier
baseball.
It's top tier dudes, but one has morals,
right?
And that's where the deficit comes.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting to
it's
watch
good.
Them.
I like
watch them play
like
chess.
I like the ones like that where it's
or
where
is
it's
it checkers?
More of that.
Do they play checkers or do they play chess?
So, generally speaking, if we're going to use the metaphor, chess is played by the more intelligent people, the higher ups. Checkers is like the rubes and the idiots game.
Yeah.
So when Mike goes against street thugs, he's like a chess grandmaster playing checkers against these idiots.
Yeah.
And when it's this
Larry and Michael,
it's
chess.
Two chess grandmasters playing against each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because like that, especially that last scene, that's what that is.
Yeah.
That's Rook over here, Bishop over here doing this stuff.
Who won that chess game?
Larry.
That's what I think too.
Larry
is,
wins.
Is Larry checkmated
He won this one.
Because he was able to kill the fucking
he
Brad.
Kills the guy,
Brad.
He gets away. Right. He kills Brad, he gets away, and he's got one over on Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mike knows that he's in the wind and can potentially circle back and come back at him. So I think Larry won this round.
And then Fee and Sam are neck and neck on the episode for helpfulness.
Tied up for helpfulness.
And so they both get the award.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put it in the mail for both of them this time. We'll print off a second one and get it sent out there.
So, Fee, if you want to email us at thewisconsingoodbye@gmail.com, I will send your award to you.
Yeah, we'll get those in the mail for you guys.
It'll be semen. Use it as you please.
Had to make it weird.
Is that where we make it weird?
Had to make it weird.
Oh, gotcha.
Had to make it weird. So, any Hoosers.
But yeah, that was a good episode.
It was an enjoyable one.
Yeah,
it was a good one to round out the disc with.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I'm happy with that.
I like how you use that that little metaphor.
That's good.
Round
that
the
was
disc
a,
out
that was no pun intended.
It's a circle.
Yeah, there was no pun intended on
it's
that
a
one.
Circle.
I didn't even no
not
corners.
A triangle. No,
no
corners.
Corners. Yeah, just
circle.
Corners.
Circle. No circle. Corners.
No corners. Yeah. No, I didn't even think about that when I said that.
Yeah,
that
was continuity error.
Right. Yep.
No, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, but since we are here at the end of the episode, we'll take a gander here. We do as we discussed last week. We did have a challenge to try the Point cookies and cream beer. Unfortunately, I did not get that. However, perhaps on our next recording, if we do it in a couple days, if that works, maybe I'll go grab some tomorrow or something. And then
like I said, if we'd gotten it today, I would not have been drinking it.
Exactly. So it wouldn't even been enjoyable.
No.
I'm
already unhappy. Like uncomfortable, unhappy is the wrong word. I'm uncomfortable.
Yes.
So that would have been so much worse.
And you know, that's why daddy gives you some ginger ale.
Call yourself that.
Daddy gave you some ginger ale.
I'm going to throw it all back up.
Dinty.
I don't want it anymore.
Dinty.
Take it back.
Dinty.
Take it back. I don't want it anymore. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm peeing.
The last 10 days here, we have 9 in Louisiana, 9 Agent Smiths.
Hey, thank you, Agent Smith. And
six.
Your other non-related Agent Smiths.
6 in Illinois, 5 in Virginia, 5 in Wisconsin, 2 in California, and then 1 in Oklahoma, which we know who that is. Shout out to Daddy
D.
He's been in Oklahoma for the past about a month now.
Nice.
We're looking forward to having Daddy D back on the show and being able to play some music and enjoy the time.
Oh, did we ever wish him a Happy New Year at any point on the show?
No, we didn't.
No.
No, we didn't, but this is the end of February.
Yep, so he'll get a Happy New Year from us in fucking February.
Yeah,
So Happy New Year, Daddy.
Yeah, 100%.
Hopefully it's going good.
I didn't even text
bro.
Him, which now I'm going to have to text
him. You're
going
to have to pick that Slack up.
Last most downloaded between December 1st and December 31st, one with Barricane and Entering is tied with the one with... Oh, I didn't get one in there. The with the Beautiful Dogs.
Way to go. It went away from the screen.
Oh. What the fuck? Done.
Hey, you know, we're far from experts at this whole thing. So, you know.
Um, Let's go. Yeah. With the beautiful dogs. I forgot the one.
It happens to the best of us.
So those are tied. 6-6, breaking and entering, and the one with beautiful dogs. Nice. The one with Trust Me is 5. The one with the shit show is at 4, which was an old episode.
Yeah.
The one with the turn and burn is 4. Marine Corps birthday has 1 in the last 31 days. The one with the hookah, 1. And the one with the comrades, 1.
There you go.
So, yeah, we had some old episodes downloaded in the past 31 days in the month of December.
Punch myself in the face.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's good. We'll go check.
Nice.
See episode list.
Well, I'm just glad that the
one with comrades.
The CIA post down in Louisiana is really listening in. That means a lot to me.
The next episode we're going to go through the real stats and see what's hitting, what's not. Just because that would be more
the platform. Real stats?
Yeah, like what one's been downloaded and shit like that.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, that'll be a little better platform for that.
Yeah.
No, if you questions, comments, concerns, you can email us at thewisconsingoodbye@
gmail.com.
Yep.
Almost missed my mark on that
one. You did. You had a sigh there for a second.
Yeah, I was just not paying attention.
Yep, I'm aware. Attention. That's why I'm here, you know, number one with my co-host.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
You know?
Somebody's
got to do it. I'm Bob, you're Tom.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Maybe Bob and Tom will listen to us
one day. I'm the voice, you're the face. That's how this works.
I don't like that.
Well, hey, I don't make the rules. I just work here.
You're my co-host, though. So, anyways, we're going to go eat some white chicken chili.
You are. I'm taking a pass.
You're not even going to eat it?
I'll take a little bit home with me.
Okay, I can take.
Yeah, I'll take a little bit home with me.
I can put some home for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do bland.
It is bland. White chicken chili is bland thing.
I'm just trying to.
I got Hawaiian rolls, though. You could eat a roll because I made fucking 12 of them.
Dude, I ate bread yesterday and I felt gross.
I don't have anything blander
than rolls. I had blank, bare-ass noodles today. Still felt weird.
Not even butter. That's rough.
Yeah. Yeah. And at like 1 o'clock, and my guts were like, and I was like,
welcome to the land, bitch.
Welcome to Thunderdome. And I was like, oh, boy. Oh, man. So, yeah. Speaking of Thunderdome, so I go up to Christmas in my imaginary friend's house, and I get there, and the house is just, it's a disaster, and the upstairs is a disaster, and he's like, welcome to Thunderdome, man. It's like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, the girls had a little too much time at their grandparents' house, I guess, and being, like, on top of each other for, like, 5 days. So when they came home, the battle was on, and they demanded that their rooms, because they have shared a room this whole time, to this point in their life, they demanded that their rooms be split. And so the schism was formed. Things were thrown into the landing area upstairs, and mattresses were dragged around and all kinds of stuff and whatever. Oh. Yep. And I'm like, and I was talking with my oldest niece, and she was like, yeah, you know, we tried this once before, but I ended up like missing Emma and like talking to her before we fell asleep or whatever. And I was like, is that going to happen again? She's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't think so. It'll be okay, blah, blah, blah. And I'm hanging out with my buddy then later, and I'm like, so you ready to put that all back, like, in 3 days or something when they realize they miss each other? And he's like, nope, it's done now. They've made decisions. It's done now.
Yeah, if they want to cuddle, they can just cuddle in the same bed now.
It's done now. It's done now.
Excellent.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, so shout out to the imaginary friend. Happy New Year, imaginary friend, which you won't hear this till the middle of February.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
We're getting our New Year's and Christmas wishes out a month and a half late. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. No big deal.
But the people have to understand the way we record.
Right. Well, I mean, theoretically, if we sat down and we thought about it, if we really like... laid out when these episodes were going to come out, we could get it right.
We could definitely do that.
Because we would have been saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year
and just left it there.
Beginning of December.
Yeah.
So that it would be timed right.
Yeah.
So, like, we theoretically could do it.
Yeah, that's a lot of...
We could do it. We've gotten close on holidays a couple of times. I think we were like a day off on the Marine Corps birthday, or 2 days off or something, weren't we?
No, because we recorded on the Marine Corps birthday.
We were a week off because that came off
the, We recorded on the Marine Corps birthday.
So we were like a week off on that, which is as close as you can get without pre-recording.
Yeah, but we made that quite known. Like, this is the Marine Corps birthday today on November 10th, 1775. Yeah.
So I think that's the closest one we've ever had. I don't know if we've gotten in the neighborhood before or not.
Yeah.
We'll have to maybe.
Who knows?
That'll be the show's New Year's resolution.
Like I said, in 25 years, we'll have run out of episodes to watch, and we'll just start listening to our old podcast while we're podcasting.
Podcasting the old podcast.
Yep. And we'll talk about how far we've came.
That's going to get real meta real quick.
Especially because they'll hear our voices. And they'll hear our voices.
Yeah.
One's live, one's not. Just two sound older than the old ones.
We really, at some point, I hate the fact that they cost so much money, but we really got to, at some point, we got to start like a GoFundMe or something so we can afford that fucking soundboard.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's $500.
I know, it's so expensive.
$500 for that soundboard.
But like, how cool would it be to, one, have to little insert. Sound effects, but then also think about this. If there was funny things that you and me had said,
we could actually
go back
enter
and cut
them.
It and turn it into a thing.
To make them as a sample.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, this little drum pad I bought does not do
not
that.
What we thought it was.
Yeah, for $35. Yeah. Or what was it, $50?
$50 or something.
It did not do
not bad
what
for
we
50,
wanted.
50, but it's,
yeah,
it's
but
doing,
I mean, it's good for a drum pad.
It's doing $50 worth of work.
Yeah, 100%. For sure. Yeah. But yeah, no, the soundboard we actually need that actually has internal recording to make samples is $500. And that is a little too rich for our blood. So if you'd like to donate, you can email us at thewisconsingoodbye@gmail.com, and then we can. We got Venmo.
You can email us. We'll set up a Venmo.
We'll set up a business account for our podcast.
We'll give you his address.
Yes. You can send checks.
We'll get a PO box or something.
Yeah. If you email us, you can send checks. Bruce Campbell, if you're listening out there, you can send a check to afford our soundboard.
Bruce Campbell, if you're listening, can you please just send us a soundboard?
There was
why the dude's a millionaire. We're gonna be like, hey,
with your sample already pre-recorded.
Oh yeah,
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 yeah.
All it's gonna say is, hey,
something snazzy.
Hey, Chuck Finley here. Welcome to another episode of the Wisconsin Goodbye,
and
with my friends Will and Andy.
Yep, that's it. That's it.
I'll take it. That's it, Bruce.
Or Mr. Campbell, if you prefer Mr. Campbell.
Yeah.
That's fine too.
Yeah, that's a little Chuck. On us to assume that we could just call you Bruce like we were friends.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah. Even though we're labeled friends episodes every single time.
Mr. Campbell. So.
Yeah, so if you could do that for us.
God
Mr.
willing,
Campbell.
I'll see him at a Comic-Con one day.
That'd be cool. You could plug us in then.
There we go. I'll give him our business card.
Yeah.
I'll give him a t-shirt.
Yeah. You guys will be going to Comic-Con soon. We can talk about that next episode.
Yeah,
we'll
talk about the next one.
So.
That's in February, so that's like a ways. It's going to be.
Well, we're in February now. Currently, we are in the end of February.
That's true. Sometimes I forget.
We're on the third week of February
sometimes
right now.
Sometimes I forget we're time travelers.
Yeah. Comic-Con already came and gone.
Came and gone already.
So
yeah.
All right.
For
sure. Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, the email is wisconsingoodbye@gmail.com. And that's all, folks. Toodaloo.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.